Welcome to the Bell's Books and Blog Podcast, the place where history, mystery, and suspense converge. I'm your host, author Jane M. Bell. Today, we're unraveling some remarkable stories where hidden treasures from the past have resurfaced in the most unexpected places. We'll explore the mystery behind a $100 million Caravaggio masterpiece found in a French attic, a 1,000-year-old samurai sword discovered in a Japanese shrine, and a collection of 200-year-old handwritten notes unearthed in a Maine school. So let's look into these fascinating historical artifacts found in unusual places. Imagine discovering that dusty old family heirloom in your attic is actually a priceless masterpiece worth over $100 million. That's exactly what happened to a family in Toulouse, France, when they stumbled upon a 17th-century Caravaggio painting. The painting, known as Judith and Holofernes, was hidden behind old mattresses in the attic and remained untouched for years. The painting itself is a stunning example of Caravaggio's dramatic style, capturing the biblical heroine Judith in the act of beheading the Assyrian general Holofernes. It's a moment of intense violence and emotion, rendered in Caravaggio's signature chiaroscuro, which uses stark contrasts between light and dark to create a sense of depth and volume. Once discovered, the journey to authenticate the painting began, a process that took 5 years. Local auctioneer Marc Labarbe and Paris-based Old Masters expert Eric Turquin were instrumental in this journey. Turquin immediately recognized the painting's significance, declaring it one of the great Caravaggios known today. By 2016, the former director of the Museo di Capodimonte, Nicola Spinosa, had formally authenticated the piece, noting its remarkably preserved condition despite centuries in hiding. However, not everyone was convinced. Some art historians suggested it could be a copy by Louis Finsen, a known associate of Caravaggio, or even the work of Artemisia Gentileschi, another master of dramatic biblical subjects. Regardless of these controversies, the painting is now poised for auction in Toulouse, with an estimated worth between $113 and $170 million. If it sells within this range, it could become one of the most expensive old masterworks ever sold. The dramatic increase in the painting's value, from the last Caravaggio auctioned in 1998 for just $145,500, reflects both its rarity and the enduring fascination with Caravaggio himself. His influence on the art world is undeniable. Known for his emotionally charged realism, Caravaggio inspired an entire movement of artists called the Caravaggisti, who emulated his style. He completed only 68 known works in his turbulent life, with just 5 remaining in private hands. With this rediscovery, Judith and Holofernes may now become the 6th, or at least the most hotly debated. This incredible find in a rural French attic serves as a powerful reminder. History never truly disappears. It only waits to be rediscovered. Now, let's switch gears from Europe to Japan, where another remarkable discovery was made. Imagine sorting through an attic, expecting to find dusty old boxes, only to come across one of the oldest surviving samurai swords in existence. That's precisely what happened in the Kasuga Taisha Shrine Attic in Japan. The initial discovery of this ancient weapon happened back in 1939. At the time, it was stored among a collection of blades kept by the historic shrine. Rust-covered and lacking a signature, this sword sat quietly, its true significance forgotten for decades. It wasn't until a ceremonial blade sharpening event, held once every 20 years, that its true legacy came to light. During this traditional ceremony, shrine officials undertook the task of cleaning and sharpening the sword. What began as routine maintenance turned into a historical revelation. Experts identified it as a Heian-era kahoki sword, a type of Japanese curved sword dating back to the 12th century. The Heian period, spanning from 794 to 1185, marks a foundational era in Japanese history, especially for samurai culture, which was only beginning to emerge. Unlike older straight-bladed swords, the kahoki boasts a distinct curve, which would later be iconic in samurai weapons like the katana. This curvature allowed for faster, more efficient slashing, a crucial advantage on the battlefield. Though the blade lacks a maker's signature, specialists believe it may be the work of Yasutsuna, a legendary swordsmith renowned for specific forging patterns seen on kahoki blades. This sword wasn't just a tool of war, it was a cherished heirloom, likely passed down through generations of warriors, and finally offered to the shrine between the Nanbokucho period and the Muromachi period, a gift meant to honor the gods and perhaps protect the soul of its last wielder. Out of 13 swords discovered in the shrine's attic, none matched the Kohoki in age, craftsmanship, or historical value. After its restoration and analysis, this remarkable blade was placed on public display at the Kasuga Taisha Museum. It drew reverent crowds, eager to witness this rare window into Japan's feudal past. The Kohoki remained on view until the end of March, giving history lovers, sword enthusiasts, and modern-day seekers of legend a chance to stand in the presence of true samurai steel. This rediscovery highlights how forgotten relics can unveil profound insights into cultural history and reminds us that every attic, shrine, or hidden corner holds the potential for incredible discoveries. Now, let's travel across the globe to Maine, where renovations at the University of Southern Maine's Academy building unearthed something truly heartwarming: hidden notes from the early 19th century. This discovery isn't about treasure or artifacts worth millions, but personal messages, doodles, and snippets of classroom rebellion that provide a window into the lives of teenagers from centuries ago. Imagine workers peeling back aging floorboards and cracked stairwell panels, only to find a treasure trove of handwritten notes. These weren't dry records or dusty textbooks. These were the voices of teenagers, preserved in handwritten time capsules, confessions of love, to-do lists, complaints about teachers, and covert rendezvous invitations scribbled in cursive. One can't help but marvel at the striking similarity between teenagers then and now. Think of a note that reads, "Ada, wouldn't you like to swing after school?" Or a love letter cleverly disguised as a vocabulary exercise. There were even rebellious doodles, images of teachers with exaggerated noses and poetic musings about apple blossoms and longing glances across crowded classrooms. It's fascinating to realize that even in 1806, teens were already perfecting the art of the secret note, much like today's text messages or Snapchats sent in the middle of class. Following this discovery, the University of Southern Maine turned these notes over to a special collections team dedicated to preserving them. The team is carefully digitizing the papers to make them accessible to the public. Although many of the letters are difficult to read due to the passage of time, efforts are underway to digitally enhance the writing and unlock even more of the hidden past. This remarkable find does more than just add a chapter to the school's history. It invites us to eavesdrop on the laughter, heartbreak, and secret lives of young people who walked the same spaces centuries ago. It reminds us that history isn't just about battles and dates. It's about whispers behind stairwells, half-finished sketches, and crushes scribbled in the margins of math notes. When we read these forgotten letters, we see ourselves and realize in a heartfelt way that we are all part of the same story. Now it's time for one of my favorite segments, Whispers from the Past. Each week I like to highlight thought-provoking quotes that connect to the theme of this week's blog. This week I've chosen the following sage words. "We live in a world full of hidden things waiting to be found," from the great Agatha Christie. And James Fenimore Cooper once said, "History, like love, is so apt to surround her heroes with an atmosphere of imaginary brightness." I think these quotes align perfectly with the stories mentioned earlier in this week's podcast. For this week's Now It's Your Turn question, are there items in your home that tell a story? Please share it with me. You can send a message to news@janembell.com with your thoughts. I enjoy reading every one of them. Your stories always add such depth and richness to my day and our collective exploration of history. So don't hold back. Let's continue to uncover the extraordinary within the seemingly ordinary. As always, thank you for listening and contributing to this fun journey through the past. Thank you for joining us today on the Bell's Books and Blog podcast. I'm your host, Jane M. Bell, and I hope you've enjoyed this journey through these incredible historical discoveries. From a priceless Caravaggio painting hidden in a French attic, to an ancient samurai sword unearthed in Japan, and the heartwarming notes found in a Maine school, these stories remind us of the past's untold mysteries waiting to be revealed. Don't forget to check the show notes for any links or articles mentioned in today's episode. If you have any thoughts or comments, feel free to send me a message. I love hearing from my listeners. Stay curious, keep exploring, and remember, history is all around us, often closer than we think. Until next time, keep questioning, keep reading, and of course, keep the past alive. This is the Bell's Books and Blog Podcast, signing off.